Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Había un momento específico donde yo pude ver que la situación del COVID-19 iba a tener una afectación bastante grave hacia la población LGTBI, donde
there was a moment when I could see that the situation with COVID-19 was going to severely affect the LGBTI community.
Observar desde que se estableció un estado de excepción en El Salvador donde se perdía
the government suspended the rights of Salvadoran citizens. If you didn't have an excuse to be outside or it wasn't your turn to be outside and you were caught, you were taken to a site where you were held. And these centers had massive COVID-19 outbreaks.
Masivos de contagio de COVID-19 a estos centros de contención.
And a lot of trans people were brought to these places because either they didn't have their identity documents,
documento de identidad,
or because their ID showed a picture in which they looked masculine, but in real life they looked feminine.
Soy Bianca Rodriguez.
I'm Bianca Rodriguez, Executive Director of the organization Comcavis Trans and General Secretary of the LGBTI Salvadoran Federation. These are organizations that defend human rights of LGBTI people in El Salvador.
Actualmente estamos ubicadas en San Salvador.
Right now we are located in San Salvador.
Bueno, yo crecí en El Salvador, en la ciudad de San Salvador. Soy una mujer trans.
I grew up in El Salvador, in the city of San Salvador. I am a trans woman. I think I started my transition when I was 6 years old. Growing up, I experienced a lot of domestic violence in my home. And when I was 15, I had to get out. I tried to continue my academic studies. However, many of the students were very cisnormative, very macho, which is common in a public university. I suffered more discrimination and violence against my gender expression and identity. And I decided to leave my academic studies. When I left university, I had to look for a job. I found the job market to be another space where my identity didn't fit, since I came across as being feminine.
Una experiencia bastante amplia.
I had a lot of experience in graphic design software.
Sin embargo,
however, when I presented my CV, it had a feminine photo with a masculine name, so they wouldn't even consider my CV. When I would introduce myself as Bianca, doors would shut.
Como Bianca. Fue hasta el año 2014.
In 2014, I knocked on the door of Comcavis, looking to do volunteer work.
Poder hacer un voluntariado.
Volunteering for them made me realize the realities that we trans people face. I heard life stories of other trans people that were a lot like my own story.
Mi propia historia de vida.
Comcavis Trans is an organization that was created in 2008 as a support group for trans women with HIV. Right now, most of our work is protecting and assisting victims of violence. Trans women face violence from gangs who extort them, persecute them, and inflict physical and sexual violence.
Nuestra anterior directora, Carla Velar.
Our previous director, Carla Velar, had to leave the country because of persecution she suffered from gangs. They plotted to kill her and her relatives.
Familiares.
Carla had been nominated for an international human rights award. The gangs detained her, and they tried to extort her to get the award money.
Decidieron buscar.
So she decided to look for protection in Europe. That's where she is now. This happened in 2017. And the responsibility to continue the fight fell on me.
Este legado.
We've seen that the current government has provided loans to private companies to mitigate the economic impacts of COVID-19. These plans and programs had assist normative bias. The majority that received economic assistance were the male heads of households. They were men. We saw how business people in the informal sector, people who had a greater need for economic assistance programs, they weren't taken into account. The way they gave out money was that if a household used, for example, a certain amount of kilowatts of energy, then that person would get economic assistance. But a lot of trans people don't have their own house. They stay in rented rooms and they live in red light districts, or their houses don't have electricity. For trans women that had small businesses, like little restaurants, who weren't doing sex work, they lost everything. Most of society in El Salvador has stigmatizing stereotypes towards the trans community.
In El Salvador, el ser una mujer trans es sinónimo.
In El Salvador, being a trans woman is synonymous with being infected with HIV, having a sexually transmitted disease, being criminal, being less of a person.
También hubieron compañeras que fueron desalojadas.
Some of my friends who are trans were evicted from their homes because of worries that they could infect their neighborhoods with COVID, because they're a lot more exposed to the virus. And my friends who were sex workers were more exposed. In many cases, they told us their clients would force them to have sex with no masks or social distance. So we see how those beliefs about how if you already have HIV or if you've had any kind of sexually transmitted infection, you can also get
COVID-19.
But this is how people end up stigmatizing the way that trans people make a living.
Se ganan la vida.
Something positive that you can say about the Salvadoran trans community is that we've been able to see how groups of feminist women have supported trans women in this pandemic. The sisterhood and solidarity from other LGBTI people has mitigated the impact of the virus. The LGBTI community has united. It has become more coordinated at fighting the battle for these necessities, and to be able to demand what we need from the government.
Demandarle al Estado.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.